Darcy speaking.
Hi, this is Amber giving you a call back from customer service.
Oh, yes. I'm calling because I've had two transactions submitted onto my account recently, and I don't know where it would have been. So I'm calling the customer service number to see.
Okay. Can I have your zip code to better assist you?
Yeah, it's 56003.
56003.
Correct.
Thank you. And what's your name, ma'am?
Darcy, D-A-R-C-Y.
And your last name?
Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N.
Thank you. And can you verify your address for me, Darcy?
Yeah, it's 1061 Oak Terrace Drive in North Mankato, Minnesota.
Thank you. And give me just a moment to get this account pulled up right here in front of me, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so I do have this account pulled up in front of me, Ms. Darcy. So do you recall paying shipping and handling on the $7.95 on the 14th of December?
No, I don't even know what it is for. Like, what are you guys?
Well, we're a third-party call center, but we service over 400 different businesses. So for this one, this is for the Factory Direct Savings Club. So it looks like you enrolled into some type of sweepstakes or rewards program on the 14th. You paid the $7.95 for shipping and handling. And then a couple of days later, you were enrolled into the membership with the Factory Direct Savings Club, which is where the $67.32 charge is coming from.
Is it a Factory Savings Club?
Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month they charge you. In return, you do get a $125 gift card that you can use at their online web store.
Do you know what store, or is the Factory Direct Savings Club is the store?
Yeah, they have an online store. It's factorydirectsavings.com.
Okay. I don't recall. I don't know what that even spells or anything. Alright. I guess I'll look into it because I don't recall doing any of that or what it would be for.
Okay. Do you want to leave the account as is, or did you want to go ahead and cancel? Because you will continue to be charged monthly.
I would like to cancel.
Okay. So give me just a moment. Let me go ahead and get this canceled for you.
Do you have, like, more information? I'm just confused on how it happened.
I'm not for sure how you got into the sweepstakes or the rewards program. I just think really hard about what you spent $7.95 on. And like I said, this was on the 14th, so that was last Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. I usually know these things, but I don't know any sweepstakes or anything that I've logged into or did.
It could have been like through Kohl's, Sam's Club, T-Mobile Tuesdays.
I don't have just any of those.
Okay.
Do you have a list, like, online or anything that of what you guys service?
No, ma'am. I was only naming off what I've heard previous customers, how they've gotten into it. So that's why I was just naming off a few of those.
Yeah, I don't have any of those either. Oh, that's okay. So, yeah, let's just cancel it then.
Okay, no worries. Just hold for a second. Let me get this canceled.
So So is it gonna send me something? Because you said $7.95 is for shipping.
No, you weren't shipped out anything. It was just an entry into the sweepstakes. And so whatever they were giving away or offering, you didn't win it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wish I knew. I honestly don't typically do sweepstakes, though, or anything that would charge me. Kill these kids. They've called me 3 times in a row.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just give me a second. Just give me a little bit of
time. No, you're fine. Thank you.
Okay, I have your cancellation number when you're ready.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie, 2633-93864.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just give me a second to notate, and I will be finished. Give me just a second.
All right.
Thank you. And then if it goes. And you're good.
Okay, Ms. Darcy, was there anything else I can assist you with on today?
Not today.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.